This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on what? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Reverse the bucket list. What will you never do again? Some examples of why you might not do... Maybe never want to do some of these things again.
All right.
We'll start with running a marathon. I'll just give you the headline. Runner 27 dies after collapsing a Minneapolis half marathon. 27-year-old guy collapsed right when he finished the race. Deeply sad, they say. Parachuting. Woman survives a 15,000-foot skydive after her parachute fails to open.
15,000 feet.
15,000 feet. The ultimate adrenaline rush ended in horror. Oh, by the way, there was a 104-year-old woman who broke the world record by becoming the oldest to jump out of a plane.
Are you scared to jump out of a plane when you're 104? Like, what's going to happen?
Just get it over with.
Right, come on.
Let's see, scuba diving. Missing U.S. diver's body found inside a shark. They believe that she passed it with some type of...
medical issue.
But that doesn't mean that she did not end up on the inside of a shark.
Well, here's the thing, all right? So, she had some kind of medical issue. They realized that. But the reason they found her body is because they found the shark in distress.
Because it was having a hard time passing her suit.
Right. It had her... That's how they figured out, like, we don't think the shark attacked her while she was alive, but it ate her after she was dead, and now it's struggling because apparently a shark's digestive tract, not good with wetsuits.
Ziplining.
You know what? That's on that shark.
Well, you know,
because even when I saw the picture, scavenger. It's kind of a smaller shark. I'm like, how did the shark eat the lady? But it didn't.
I don't care if he's a scavenger. If he dies because he had decided to eat some poor lady that was in a wetsuit, like, that's on that shark.
8-year-old injured from a zipline fall at Anne Arundel County Camp.
Yep.
I've been ziplining before, and despite my incredible fear of heights, one of the highest ziplines in North America is up at Whistler.
Okay.
And I got a chance to do that zipline thing, and by the time it was all over with, I'm doing backflips in the air, I'm hanging upside down.
How long
down.
Did it take you? Like, how long is the zip ride?
One run. After one run, I was like, this is awesome.
But is it like 1 minute long, 2 minutes long?
It depends. They go from stages to stages. So you start in one tree, and then you zip across a canyon, and you land on a platform, and then from that platform, either you take a little walk, or that platform has another launch point.
Platform number blank is when you started feeling confident.
Yeah. But I lived in Anne Arundel County. I'm kind of curious to where a zip line is because it's flatter than hell there. I don't know where they have a zip line in Anne Arundel County. That's a flat spot. Whitewater rafting. Man killed, another injured in rafting accident near Basalt Whitewater Park. A man has died, another was injured. Not only that, but kayaking. One of the most dangerous places to kayak is, believe it or not, the nation's capital on the Potomac River.
I've heard that, man.
Right there by Great Falls.
There's some serious stuff there. I don't mind kayaking in flat water.
Well, sure.
But when you start, you know, running down those rapids, that's a different story.
I want to say somebody dies there almost every summer.
Oh, cool.
There's been world-class. I mean, Miles is kidding. It's wild because you're not that far from the district.
There's one shoot where they basically say, like, look, you are absolutely just, it's a death wish. And I cannot remember where that gap is, but they say if you try to shoot that gap, it is over.
You're dead.
You have to avoid it at all costs. You have to go way right and get around that thing.
I'm going to mine the gap.
Exploring a cave, five people rescued after being trapped in a Slovenia cave for 55 hours. Three from the same family. I have been caving before. I've been in scary situations. I would go caving again, except for the fact that the claustrophobic element of some of the areas, depending on where you are, can make it a little iffy if you're not used to going down a chimney or trying to climb up a chimney and all these different things. It's physically pretty tasking, but when you only have like a 6-inch gap, like 3 on your chest and 3 on your back to get through a small that keeps going for 12, 15 feet, it seems like it's just forever. And the one thing that you always have to remember, the most important thing, is your arms always have to be in front of you.
Yeah.
Because if they get behind you, they're worthless.
I just saw a diagram of a guy that died in a mine. I think this was like years ago, but they showed the diagram, but it's what you're saying, all right? So he's going through some small tunnel thing. His arms get pinned at his side, but his waist was already like going down the next tube, right? Mm-hmm. But they couldn't pull his ass out, so they basically just waited for him to die and then sealed up the mine.
Our question, reverse bucket list, what will you never do again? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. So, Alex, what will you never do again?
Glad you asked, bro. One thing I will never do, well, not one thing, many other things, but for this example, that would be going on a cruise.
Okay. Where did you go on a cruise? What went wrong?
I was on a cruise. It was a Cunard line to doing the exact path that the Titanic did from Southampton to New York. It was just a spur of the moment thing. We were there. Our flight had been canceled the previous day, and we figured, well, there's an opening here. The tickets are relatively cheap. Let's go. So we got on there, and very quickly, me and my buddy realized we made a huge mistake. But once you were on there, there was no getting off.
What is the big mistake that you realized right away?
I appreciate the fact that I was on a historic cruise line such as Cunard because of its ties to the White Star Line and all that. But I'm like after a day of being on a boat, I was like, this is so boring. I mean, all I have to see is water.
Yeah, that all as right. Well, yes.
Yeah. I don't think people think that all the way through. I did a cruise, and look, I've never been excited to, the idea of a cruise just didn't do it for me, but whatever. I hit 50 years old. I had a bad day at work. I told my wife, we're going to Malta. She's like, what do you know about Malta? I said, not a goddamn thing. That's why I want to go. So I run this by my friends. They said, you should do a cruise. And I'm like, guys, look, man, you know me. I'm not, it's not like a Disney cruise. It's not like, you're not going to be surrounded by kids and all this. The European Cruise Line, it's all adults, blah, 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 blah. The beauty of this cruise was every single day, with the exception of one, you were in a new port of call. Yeah. Right? So we started in Barcelona, partied there for a little while. That's where we boarded the boat. I don't remember where we went next. Somewhere in Italy is where it's. But basically, you woke up the next morning. We're in Italy. We get off the boat. I go enjoy
that's
Italy.
That's not a bad thing.
All right.
That sounds actually pretty appealing to me.
I get to get off the boat. So you get back to the boat by 5 or 6, depending on which port you're in. But again, you shower, you change, you go have dinner. You go to bed. When I wake up the next day, we're in a different city in Italy. We go out and see.
That's awesome to me.
Pompeii.
Right? I can't sleep I can't sleep on a plane on a red eye. So for me, just to be able to wake up in a new town,
dude. Yeah, great time. So we had one day at sea, and that was basically to get back to Barcelona. And I'm like, you know what, man? And to Alex's point, while I still enjoyed the cruise, that was the most boring day.
Man, I really do enjoy a cruise, and yeah, waking up to a new port of call is cool every day. But at the same time, I actually kind of like the days at sea.
Really.
You focus on just being there at the boat. You're eating the food. You're hanging out at the bars. You're seeing inside. You're going to the pools. Like, I kind of like being on the boat.
Cruising seems to be like cut or dry. I don't know what it is, but like I have friends that absolutely love it, and I have other friends that are like, I hate it. I don't want to do it.
I would say pick your cruise line based on the ports of call. And in other words, how many times they're going to stop, right?
Sure.
So if you're like me and it's like, I need to get off the boat at some point, that cruise was perfect for me. And you're right. The boats have a lot to offer. But it ain't cheap, all right? So I went to the same bar every night to the point I could just walk in. They knew what I wanted. How do I put this? So one of the things you could buy was a drink package, and then they had a super drink package, okay, where you just spend more money, but you get more drinks. So my wife got us the drink package. On the third day of our one-week cruise, I go into the bar, and they said, you know, Mr. Hill, this is just our advice. You really should have upgraded to the super drink pack. You've already drank like everything that's in the drink pack. My wife was so proud. That was such a happy moment. But that's the kind of cruise I like. But I look at like these Disney cruises where everyone's going down the water slides and all that. And I understand these people are having fun, but I'm like, I would throw myself overboard. I could not take that.
Look, I'll tell you, vacation-wise, one thing I will never do again, and just because I know they don't listen, I will never take a vacation. There are individual members of my family that I will do stuff with. But as far as me taking an actual vacation, I will never do a family vacation. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a cruise. I don't care if we're going to the beach, Hawaii, and it's paid for. I am not taking my free time to be around a bunch of people. It's like herding cats. And, you know,
because everyone has to do things at the same time.
And the expectation is that it's so easy for 10 people to sit down at a dinner in a restaurant. And then, you know, if there's a 45-minute wait, people start freaking the hell out. I'm like, guys, we could have divided this up. There could have been two tables of four. We did not all have to sit together.
Correct.
There's a lot of different ways we can do this. You know, we all did not need to come to this one place because half of us did not want to eat this tonight.
Right.
So why are we all having to sit in this class that half the people don't want to take and we're paying for it? So, you know, it's different if you're in school. You got to take that class.
Sure.
Not this situation. I'm on vacation. I get to do whatever
I
want.
But you're not. You're on a trip.
And, you know, the last time, my God bless my brother. I love him to death. But the first night we were there, he wanted to do Essie Taco Night. Now, I happen to like Essie Taco Night. I know ground beef, just a hard shell.
Right,
it's the package you get at the grocery store. I love those tacos. I have no problem with it. I'm on vacation at the beach. I want to go out to dinner. I just want to relax. I don't want to be involved in any kind of cooking process, cutting process, cleaning process. I'll make sandwiches for lunch if you want to go to the beach.
Sure.
I'll get up in the morning and scramble eggs. But when it's dinner time, man, I want to go and have a really good dinner. And I just want to be able to relax and eat the food I want to eat and just enjoy myself. With my family, they just make it miserable. Half the group wants to go to the pool. Half the group wants to go to the beach. That's fine. But they won't all just say...
They won't just do it.
Right. They all have to go together. All right, are we going to the pool today or are we going to the beach today? I'm just like, we don't all have to do everything together. And I understand that. That's the whole idea of a family vacation.
Is it, though? If you're all staying, like when we went to Delaware, there's 25 of us in one house, right? Mm-hmm. That's a big-ass beach house, but you're still kind of on top of each other. And what I appreciated about this past year versus previous years, one, the kids were a little older, so it was more things like, hey, Dad, I'm going to the beach with cousin so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yeah.
Cool, I may or may not see you there later. And then my daughter will come down, I'm going to the pool. Cool. But the one thing that actually irritated me, and you brought up Essie Taco Night, was Essie Taco Night, because my wife and I had to go to the grocery store to buy all the stuff for the Essie Tacos. Now, they wrote out the full list and exactly how much they needed of anything, but when you say you need a can of corn, I just grabbed a can of corn. I heard it was like two cans of corn. Meanwhile, my wife's waiting at the butchery for something, okay? So she finds me, I have the grocery cart, and I'm like, look, I got this, 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 and this. And she's like, look, they don't need that kind of corn. I'm like, what? It's canned corn. What difference does it make? She goes, man, trust me on this. So I had to put everything back. And we
what kind of corn do they eat?
I don't
frozen
remember. No, no,
what's
no.
The difference?
I mean, it's canned corn. I don't know if it's Del Monte versus Jolly Green freaking giant. Like, I don't know the difference in canned corn. So I just grabbed what the hell was there. And she's like, yeah, that's not the one. It just, for whatever reason, it pissed me off. So by the time we got out of it, it's just me and her, though. So I said, we are stopping at a bar and getting a goddamn drink. It was like the longest grocery store visit.
I will say, on the other end of like group trips, it's like the last time I went on that trip with like all the guys I used to live with in Baltimore, we had a massive house down in the Isle of Palm off of Charleston, right? So this sounds funny, but the one guy, the Ward B. Parker Harry's guy, he's like, look, don't ask me. I'll get the house, right? Cool. The only requirement is every night at 6, we all have dinner together. You cannot have a beer. You need to have wine or a cocktail.
Oh, really?
We all sit down.
So, could you drink beer all day then?
You could. That was
just
the
not
thing.
Not a dinner.
Because it's all buddies. So, you do whatever you want, right? Like, a couple guys went to the beach. Me and DB drank white wine at the pool all day. But it's just, right? It's just at 6 p.m., you're expected to be at dinner. It would be nice if you put on a collared shirt and you could
having dinner in the house or were you going out to nice places?
At the house.
Oh, you were?
So, like, one night, me and my buddy Steve, we were like, all right, we're on dinner. But kind of like you're talking about, like, we went to the grocery store. I bet we spent almost $150. I mean, we got steaks, right? And Steve's like, I'll do all the grilling. You got to prep all the vegetables. So, like, when it's your turn to cook the dinner, you just basically got to cut out 2 hours and, like, really prep a good meal. But it was...
I'm down with that.
It's kind of fun. Probably because it's just buddies that it seems more fun.
Yes.
Like, you don't mind. It's like, you know, like DB would be like, Teddy, like, get your golf shirt on. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, you're right with buddies. You're like, yeah, okay, man, no worries.
Reverse bucket list, what will you never do again? 206-803-ROCK.
It's kind of like a mob thing. We called it family meal.
Family meal.
Yeah.
You got to be here at 6. Put on a collared shirt.
I know, and no beer at dinner.
Hello, Tabitha. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Tabitha, what will you never do again?
What would I never do again? Mine is short and sweet and to the point I will never marry my ex again.
How many times did you marry him in the first place?
Just once.
Just once.
Did he... That was more than enough.
did you guys try to work things out and get back together?
He did. I didn't. He just turned out to be totally not who he said he was. Literally.
You mean what, like...
Literally? You mean like even his name?
Was he a dog?
No, he was wanted it for killing a cop in California.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Positive Friday.
Wait a minute. He was a wanted man for killing a cop in California.
Yes, sir.
And how long were you married to him before you found out that you're with a murderer?
About a month and a half, I'd say.
How does one stumble upon this information? Does someone get very intoxicated and spill the beans or what?
No, my door was busted in by SWAT.
Oh, that's how you found out.
Okay.
Now, what did he tell you his name was?
Oh, he told me his name is Daniel Gronvold, but...
Daniel what?
He wasn't Daniel Gronvold.
I'm just trying to think if I had to disappear, what I would...
So, wait, was that his real name?
What name I would give myself? Hell no.
His birth name, Daniel Gronvold.
Yeah, that was his real name.
Okay, but
he told you his real name in spite of the fact that he's wanted by the cops for killing a cop.
Yes, sir.
Good.
He had no alias.
No.
Okay. I mean,
that's why the SWAT bust down her door.
We're looking for this guy.
Was this something that happened, you know, 5 years ago, or was it something? Were they always looking for him for years? Had he been on the run? Was he successful, or did they catch him pretty quick?
Oh no, they caught him. They didn't knock in my door, but they knocked out my whole wall to my bedroom and my side of my house to get to him. And he was in the closet underneath some clothes.
Okay, now were you home when this happened?
I had just gotten home, and I seen the SWAT trucks and the cop cars around our property, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And there was nobody up on by the house, so I walked into the house like normal. And next thing I know, I've got a SWAT truck coming through the side of my house.
How long did it take for you to understand what was going on? You don't know this guy as far as what you know that he did. You don't know why they are there.
Right.
I mean, how long was it until you understood what was going on?
After I had to go in and retrieve my puppy because they shot tear gas into the... They pulled me out of the trailer and shot tear gas in. And as soon as I was able to get my dog out, they said, you realize what he's wanted for? And I was like, no. And they're like, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, God.
Was there any signs, any kind of clue that you would have ever
thinking
thought?
Back? Yeah.
I mean, you married the guy, so obviously you liked the guy, and he was obviously nice to you.
I met him online, and he was a very closed person. We lived in a house that didn't have any electricity, no running water, and he was okay with that. Now I understand why.
They didn't want his name on bills. Yeah.
Were you okay with that?
Exactly. I was not okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand getting off the grid, but that seems a little extreme, doesn't it?
Right. No, hey, every day I sit there and I think, why didn't I, what, I mean...
Well, nobody thinks they're dating a murderer. I don't believe anyone thinks they're dating a murderer anyway.
And I guess you've never seen that guy again, and neither will anyone else.
No, actually, he was due to be released out of California prison in 2015, and at that time he told me he'd find me.
Did you move?
Yes.
Okay, good for you.
Yikes.
Yeah,
wow.
You need to let people know that.
So, do you have to give a statement to the police or anything like that? Do they think that you're involved in any way, shape, or form, or did they just believe you outright that you had no idea?
They had phone records. They had where he told me he was a felon, but he said it was for robbery.
All All right.
Well,
he stole someone's wife.
Yeah, well, the robbery was this cop's house, and the cop came home, and he killed the cop.
All right, now let me ask you this. The cops come down, they said they bust down the wall of your bedroom. Now, you not having anything to do with this, that being your property, does your insurance cover this in the event of, like,
that's a good question. Does insurance cover?
Who pays for that? I'm just curious how that works out. Like, you could call Allstate and go, "Hey, I didn't know I was married to a cop killer, but here I am, and the SWAT team busted down my wall. So, could you please come and fix that for me? I know I have a $500 deductible, but you know, what's the deal?"
Well, it was a big. We weren't even supposed to be there. I didn't know that he brought me up from Spokane.
Yeah, enough said.
Really,
are you saying that you guys were basically squatting in someone else's trailer that you didn't know?
No. I was told that because the person that was actually the house was rented under was one of his best friends.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So was the house uninhabitable after they did this to it?
Oh, yes. They tore up the floors to the trailer. I mean, because it was a modular home.
Okay.
And the floors in the living room were just gutted. Like I said, they found him. They knocked in the wall to the bedroom, and they found him crouched down in the corner of our closet. And, yeah, it took me a while to recover after that.
Yeah.
Well, that's very dramatic traumatic.
I would think so. Good Lord, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
I did not either.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever dated anybody I think that could murder.
Oh, but going through your quick Rolodex of people you've dated, who would you be least surprised if you found out, you know, like now? Because I instantly have like one comes to mind. I'm like, I don't think this person's a murderer, but if they said, "Hey, your ex so and so killed someone," I'm like, yeah.
It's different though.
I mean, there's one where like I don't think she'd do it maliciously. It'd have to be for like crime, like money or something.
But you believe they would still be capable of pulling this off.
With a military background, yeah.
I know you're talking about.
I don't see her flying off the handle and doing it, but
she could.
If it came down to it, if somebody had to do it, I'd pick that one.
Like most spouses, I would have to think, yes, I know somebody who would do that, but they're not killers.
Right.
They would just kill me.
Oh, well, any of them. My current wife, then. I would put her up there.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, if I'm the target, then yes.
Slow poisoning, whatever the deal is. Yes, that is feasible with a relationship.
If you are the victim.
Correct, but that would never happen to anyone else.
Right.
If she dated anyone else, they'd be fine. You know, just, I would worry.
Reverse bucket list. What will you never do again? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
With Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shout of the day. That is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Bad, bad, man. This is your fault.
Damn on. And today we have a Halloween hullabaloo inspired bad choice Friday as the big show going down Sunday night at the Showare Center in Kent featuring Godsmack, Hailstorm, The Warning, and Flat Black. We hope to see you down there for the first big Halloween party of the season and our first ever Halloween hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
Tickets on sale, KISW.com. So a Halloween inspired bad choice Friday featuring DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince.
I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street.
One of Mike Hawk's favorite songs.
Damn right.
Yeah,
I love this song.
What did you say when we picked this one? It better not be DJ Jazzy Jeff, right? Was that the...
Just, you know, we'll think about it earlier on the week. Generally, Wednesday, Thursday, we start narrowing it down. It's like, hey, let's do a Halloween theme for Bad Choice Friday. They said, oh, no, we already got it. We talked to Cass. We already got it. I said, tell me, for the love of God, that it is not DJ Jazzy Jeff of the Fresh Prince and Nightmare and Monster Mash and Ghostbusters.
And so Steve says, hey, why don't you just make it shorter? You know, cut it down a little bit. It's a 6-7 minute song. And Ryan says, no, oh, it's a story. You can't
just cut it out. They got to hear the full story.
You can't edit this song. You got to hear the whole damn thing.
Thanks, Will.
It's a nightmare on my street. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince taking on the one and only Bobby Pickett.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash. Did this guy get laid?
Yes. You know he did. You know he did. I'm Bobby Pickett.
Hey, suck it.
You feel like women were throwing their bras at him when he's on stage.
The Monster Mash from Bobby Pickett. Take it on DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. Vote now. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast for the shot of the day. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Our question is a reverse bucket list. What will you never do again? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
So, my story is it was in the 90s, early 90s, and I was in a dive bar, and there was a man in a leather jacket, Harley Davidson type guy, huge, and he left a pack of cigarettes next to him that was a Harley Davidson brand, which I had never seen before.
I remember those.
I do too.
And he got up, and he wasn't looking, and I swiped them. And after that, I thought about all the things that could have happened if he had turned around. So I will never do that again.
You went to a dive bar and stole a pack of cigarettes from a biker. Am I understanding this correctly?
It even says Harley Davidson cigarettes.
Wow. Yeah. All right. You must be pretty good looking.
Did he, at any point, did you see him start looking for his cigarettes or looking around?
No, I took off.
Okay,
so what are you, like 17 and sneaking into a bar? What was going on there?
No, I wasn't 17. I was probably 28, 29, somewhere around there.
Are you a kleptomaniac?
No, I just couldn't resist that packet. The package looked so interesting, and I just wasn't even thinking. I just grabbed it.
So wait, let me get this right.
Were you drunk?
You didn't steal the cigarettes because they are cigarettes. You stole them because of the packaging, just based
because
on
the packaging.
Were you even a smoker at the time?
I believe I was. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, to her credit, I've never seen that before. That is kind of cool looking.
I mean, they are cool. I mean, you probably could ask the guy.
They're also cheap.
Yeah,
they were made by RGR Reynolds, I believe.
Yeah,
and so they weren't Marlboro, but they were the same.
Was he like
factory.
A guy riding a motorcycle, or was he wearing like a cut?
He was wearing the whole garb, and he was very, very large. I was 5'2", and he was very large. I wasn't even thinking, just grabbed it and left.
What do you mean you weren't thinking? I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you not think and then consciously snatch somebody's cigarettes?
It happened so quickly. I did not think about it.
Okay. I mean, that's common when people do stuff.
Okay, listen, I know you.
You always say, I wasn't thinking. It's like, what happened? Like, I don't know, I wasn't thinking. Next thing I knew, I had $100 worth of shrimp order.
Steph, I know you've stolen something else. What else have you stolen? One more thing.
Nothing since I was 16.
Well, you stole that when you were 28.
Yeah, so.
That's why it was very, it wasn't something that I wouldn't have normally done, just very out of the blue.
But okay. It was literally because of the packaging on the cigarettes.
Yeah. Like, I normally wouldn't pull the pin on a grenade, but you did. You know, I don't understand the philosophy of, like, I don't normally would do this, but why don't I make it as dangerous as
possible? Because it's special. Like, I don't generally steal glasses from restaurants.
Generally.
But I think Mike might have one, too. I definitely stole All-Star Game pint glasses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you have to.
I wanted one, but I didn't steal it.
Oh.
Were they for sale?
Do you need one?
Yeah.
Were they for sale?
No, they were at a bar, so, and he got a draft, and you can always ask the bartender. I'm sure that, because they're actually pretty decent about that stuff, because they get them from the beer distributor.
But hey, I was with a chick. She had a purse. Get them.
That goes. My wife used to steal pint glass any place we went, right? Because back then, especially, everybody like silkscreened a logo on there or whatever. So when we first started dating, and like it didn't matter where we went, when we left the place, she'd open her purse, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, you stole another glass. She's like, yeah.
Up until time cool. I was 30, I had 4 steak knives from Outback.
I don't feel bad because I've spent enough money in there at this point. But back in the day, we used to steal the seasoning of Red Robin.
You can buy that.
You can now, but was like 20 years ago.
But also, Ted didn't have to spend a dime. It's like you with grapes. Although, keep in mind, Miles convinced the guy we were at a bowling alley in Chicago. And, you know, he put on the bowling shoes and do our thing.
Okay, first of all, couple things here. We had been drinking all day.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, we have.
So I might not have been in my
right. You know what? Hang on, real quick, time out. We should put a moratorium on that.
What's that?
Well, I think when you guys are on trips, it's always like, you got to keep, like, I think it's understood that you guys have, you're on a trip, you've been drinking all day.
But not we had been. I did not. I
mean, it always gets prefaced. I'm like, I expect nothing else.
I did not think this thing the whole way through.
No, because you're drunk.
Because we were bowling and I had these bowling shoes on and I thought they were kind of cool.
They were pretty cool.
They were pretty cool shoes.
They're bowling shoes.
First of all, when you're walking around in Chicago, you do a lot of walking and these are not the ideal shoes to walk in.
Correct.
No. Number one. Number two, I traded the shoes that I had on for these shoes, because they were relatively new. I forgot about the fact that those were the only shoes that I had. So for the rest of this trip, on the plane, in the airport, when I'm taking off my shoes, I'm taking off these bowling shoes that smell like Lysol, and they've got 13 on the back of them, because you know, like they have the size on the back of the shoe.
It's not that you actually like traded them for this. Miles started bugging the guy behind the counter, like, hey, man,
I was going to give money. I kept offering him money.
Well, no, the first thing you says, can I keep these? And the guy's like, well, no, man. You know, they cost money. The Miles goes, well, how much do they cost? And the guy explained, he said, look, man, we have older bowling shoes in the back that we can sell you. But Miles was like, but those aren't the ones I want. Like, I want these shoes that are on my feet right now. Swear to God, right? So the guy's like, dude, I can't sell them to you. This went on for about 45 minutes. And the guy finally was like, just keep them. Seriously. Like, the guy was so annoyed. He's like, just keep the goddamn shoes, man. It doesn't matter to me that much.
Reverse bucket list. What will you never do again? In that bowling alley, which is one of the oldest ones in Chicago, it's inside a bar, by the way. There's no more than maybe 6 lanes at the most, or maybe 4. I can't remember. It was a very cool thing to walk into this bar and look at the back like, oh, my God, a bowling alley. They closed.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It was like one of the oldest bar bowling alleys like in the country. Because I told my buddy about it. I was like, hey, man, we got to go to this bar. And so we looked it up when I went and met with my buddies there. It was closed down. I was like, man, the building's still there. Just no bowling alley bar.
And Ted, just to give you an idea of how drunk we may or may not have been, the following day, Miles and I have been separated at this point, make contact on the phone. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to whatever bar it was downtown.
It's like an old-fashioned, like a steakhouse bar.
Yeah. And I'm like, look, I'll get there when I can.
Style, yeah.
It's going to take me like 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, because I'm crashing up at Hey, babe. Crashing up this guy Ronnie's house, all right? So I get to the bar, and it is jam-packed. And I'm thinking, there's no chance I'm going to find Miles. So as I'm kind of scanning the bar, basically I'm standing in the doorway, and I mean, it had to be 200 people in there. I mean, it is packed, man. And I'm looking, and I realize when you look around, everyone's roughly the same head level. And then at the bar itself, people are seated at the bar stools. And I realize there's one place where I cannot see a human head. All right? But there's still people standing up. And I hedge my bets that Miles is at the stool with his head on the bar. And sure enough, when I get up there, everyone else is sitting upright. Like, Miles just slumped over trying to down a cheeseburger or something.
Oh, my God. It was one of those big steakhouse cheeseburgers. Ted, I should have cut it in half. I could barely, I couldn't even chew it. I was like, I'm so hungover.
That was a bad hangover.
God, I got on that plane. I was just like, Jesus Christ. Reverse bucket list. What will you never do again? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ernest. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
No, one of the things I will never do again, and I've had to go through some horrible stuff. I will never fly Frontier Airline again.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I don't want to sit on park bench seats, because that's all these things are. They're just preformed plastic seats.
For real?
No cushions to it. They just put some fabric over it and called it good.
All right.
And then if you don't have the little thing that they put for your bags to fit in, I swear to you, it may have been a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. And then they were going to charge you for anything you took on the airplane.
Was the ticket that much? Was it a long flight?
It was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They flew me to Vegas with an 8-hour layover to fly into Seattle.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think maybe 2 to 3 hours is the most on that type of vehicle.
Right.
I mean, that kind of a carrier. I saw this weekend where they tried to land someplace and the damn thing caught on fire.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. I think it may have been Vegas.
It was Vegas. That was last weekend,
Was the ticket for Frontier considerably cheaper than the other airlines?
You know, I don't consider... it was... at the start, it may have been about $250 cheaper.
But after they nickel and dime your ass, you basically paid the same price, right?
Yeah, because I had to pay for the 2 carry-ons, which was actually a personal bag and a computer bag. Neither one of them would fit in things, so I had to pay for the 2 carry-ons. And then I chose where I wanted to sit, which I chose towards the back of the plane. Well, it turns out this plane was only half filled. And there were people that were cramped up and just crammed into the front of the airplane. And anybody that knows anything knows that if passengers switch seats, it's not going to make a difference on how the plane flies. So they were telling
probably not one that big.
To try and sit back and spread out a little bit. Oh no, you can't, because it'll shift the weight of the plane and it's delicately balanced.
Okay. I've been on a plane in bad weather where they moved us around based on weight, and that was a very small,
a tiny plane.
It's a very small, like a little Saab plane that was probably, I don't know, 30 seats on the whole thing. One row on one side, one seat on one side of the row, two seats on the other. And what they were trying to do was just, based on the direction that we were traveling, the single-sided part of the aircraft needed heavier
people. Yeah.
Than the two on the other. So they were putting every big guy and every big person they could find. And it was kind of a weird thing because, you know, typically you don't judge people by weight. And that's exactly what this was.
Oh, they have to at that point.
Well, that's different.
Get your big ass up and move to that side of the plane.
Exactly. Because, like, when that filled up, I'm like, wow. Yeah, I thought I was going to be asked. You know, because there's a lot of, you know, kids, women, everything else. It's like, kind of waiting for my number to be called. Realize we're flying into West Virginia and everyone is twice the size as I am. You know,
I was on a flight once. We hadn't taken off yet, but and this is a typical commercial plane. I mean, 200 people, however many passengers fit on there, I don't know. But before we took off, they said, "Hey, man, we are overweight. We just need a couple of volunteers. We'll give you a voucher for the next flight, whatever." Right? So there's all this murmuring going around. Finally, they're like, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have our 2 volunteers, and this will put us at the right weight." And I'm sitting toward the front of the plane, and these 2 guys walk by. They're the guys that agreed to get off the plane. Because, again, we're overweight. It's these 2 Asian dudes who maybe weighed 120 each. And I'm just looking at my wife like, that's it. They put us overweight. Are you kidding me? I'm like, if we're overweight, I get the feeling we're still overweight. You might as well take my kids off the flight and say it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
I was like, we might die, baby. We'll find out.
Reverse bucket list, what will you never do again? 206-803-ROCK.
Just throw a couple bags off.
By the way, someone here says, I can vouch for this guy. Frontier Airlines is horrible. Lawn chairs, practically leather recliners compared to the slimy seats they offer.
A couple others real quick for you. New Year's Eve in Times Square. I know I'm not alone on this, but everybody's gone. It says it's a horrible experience. Here's one we have experienced.
Have you, by the way, do you understand what goes on in Times Square now? Like, that was always a big thing, right?
Yeah.
And look, I understand safety concerns and this and that, but... they turned it into like a venue. Basically, like, you got to get there early and then you're locked in for hours.
You can't on get December out. 31st
you can't,
in
you
New
can't
York City.
Get out. Like, I don't even know if they have like vendors and stuff. I'm just like, I don't know. I just, stuff like that, I'm just like, eventually, I would encourage people, like, just stop going.
Yeah. When we've done, tour a concentration camp. I'm really glad I did it, but once was enough, that was enough evil for me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very glad I did it. I do not need to do it again.
I will say, my family, now granted, the concentration camps, like, we were at Dachau, which is one of the original ones, yeah, where they trained the SS, and then they also had camps where they had, like, the POWs.
Yeah.
So I would like to go back to Germany to see the camp my grandfather was in. But I'm with you. After Dachau, like, I'm probably good on ever going to a concentration camp.
And we walk out of this place, and I don't care who you are, it's one of the heaviest things I've ever experienced. And then the words I hear, all right, lunch. Seriously, and I'm just like, I really don't want
to. I'll tell you another double whammy on that one, Mike, was the fact that, so we go down to the original Hofbrauhaus, which is in downtown Munich. Now, after touring a concentration camp, we all needed a beer.
Yeah.
That was a fact. But you get to this location, and the first thing they say is, oh, yeah, Hitler's office was upstairs. This was their meeting place.
No. Your buddy texted you that. Nobody at the Hofbrauhaus said, welcome in.
They don't talk. It's buddy who knows.
Right.
And I was like,
but the way you just said that, like, they are not putting that out there. I think they would prefer we don't know about the night of whatever that happened.
That's probably a pretty good point there, Ted. What else?
My only thought when I heard that is, I'm like, boy, how mad would it be that I'm sitting here? Yeah.
Well, I will say, credit to you, Miles, we had to drop heaters, the biggest beer hall in the world.
We have no choice.
Yeah.
And the place is absolutely jam-packed. Line out front, the whole deal. Mary and escort, someone said, never do that again.
Did you say Mary?
An escort, yes. Spear fishing. It's a bit unnerving when you have a dead fish next to your hip and a barracuda and a tiger shark nearby.
Yeah.
You pay him to leave, Mike.
Parasailing. Freak me the F out. What else? Putting furniture together from IKEA.
Agreed.
Something I'll never do again. Canoeing in a river with an alligator population. Not fun.
No.
Here's one. Lived in India for a while. Expats all said India stands for I'll never do it again.
Really?
And I agree.
Okay.
I don't know anything about India, so I don't know. Oh, and my favorite. Hot air effing balloon ride. What an absolute waste of time. No one's talking about the heat generated from a damn 30 pyro flame 2 feet above your head. I thought my scalp was going to burn off. That S cost me and my wife 500 plus, and the pilot didn't know near as much as he said he did and was a monumental douchebag. This was the farthest thing from a thrill ride we could have ever chosen. Never again.
Yeah, I mean, you're not doing anything. You're standing in a basket. You just happen to be in a basket that's not on the ground. I mean, to me, that's all I see.
And not only that, you're up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no.
Because those things go up around 5 o'clock. All right, let's see here. Coming up, we got the return of Ted versus the FCC and your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the men's room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.